Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. So Emily and I have this crazy idea. And I'm excited about it, nervous about it, maybe want to puke a little bit, but we want to take you on a journey and let you into something. Stop it. It's a good thing.
That sounds like the beginning of a cult meeting.
Oh, guys, seriously, though, we have big dreams for this year, and we want to show you how we feel about it now so that when we crush it, we can tell you how we feel about it then. So, spoiler alert, if you didn't read the title, is we...
Your eyes did not deceive you. You read it correctly.
This is our journey to $100,000 a month.
And I just pooped.
So, we were on the journey first to our first 100,000, and then we were on our journey to 100,000 apiece. Then it was like, let's crush 500,000. And then all of a sudden we decided to come out on the other side as let's just do 100,000 a month. No big deal.
You know, they said, just dream higher, girls. You don't dream high enough. And we were like, all right. 100K a month it is. So how did this come about? Yes. We didn't pull the number out of our rear.
True.
I mean, kind of, but just hold on to your horses. So you guys know that there's a certain way that we plan our year.
Yeah.
And we set our financial goals and we break them down into quarterly goals. And then we break those down into sexy chunks and yada, yada. And you can find out all about that goodness inside the follow through method. But that's what we use every single year, every single quarter, every single month here at TCC. And it's helped us rock some massive shit out, right? Ain't no shame in that game. Well, what we kept hearing over and over and over and over and over again was the way that you plan, the way that you set goals, and the strategies you pick to reach six figures are not the same ways to plan, ways to reach goals, and strategies to reach seven figures, and then to go seven figures beyond, right? So we're like, all right, cool. So what do? Right?
Yeah.
Teach us. So we listened to a peer who we love and respect dearly. She is a redheaded online beast in all the best ways. If you don't know her, Courtney Foster Donahue is coming to the virtual stage. She is not here, but just picture her running down. And she learned a lot from Todd Herman. Have you heard of him? Bunch of people have. That was hypothetical. Hypothetical?
Rhetorical. Yeah.
So we're like, all right, cool. Whatever. You're smart. He's smart. If you want to learn from him, we'll learn from him. So we bought into it, right? We bought into that cult. He did the same kind of spiel, come to the side and all of these things, right? But he looks at goals and sets goals in a different way. Spoiler alert, it's in a 90-day format instead of an entire year. But what's even cooler inside of that is that he breaks down stuff in a good, better, best scenario. And it really makes you kind of come to terms with, okay, what's your dream world? And then what would you be okay with, not settling, but what would you be just content and happy with? And what are you like for sure aiming for? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of restructured our goals for the year based off that idea and the other ideals that are inside the 90-day year. And it spit out the 100K month.
Yeah. So the whole, it all started because
many moons ago,
somebody got the harebrained idea that before they're 30, they wanted to own a $1 million business.
Slap that girl.
Spoiler alert. She's turning 30 in less than 9 months, or 9 months and 4 days.
Yeah. Nine months and 4 days officially from right now. Time of recording. Can you do the math? Do you know when my birthday is?
They don't know when we recorded this. Ha! So that's not close or anything.
Nah. It's not this year.
And it also isn't that, like, the clock starts over when the calendar year starts. So it's not zero to a million over the course of our business. It's zero to a million in 9 months.
In 9 months and 28 days.
That's a tall order. So,
And we're not tall people.
So I think it really started with, you know, what would make us happy, but, you know, we wouldn't necessarily reach that goal, but we would be, like, impressed with ourselves, you know? And I believe that our good goal was around 63,000.
Yeah, it was like 60-something, 80-something, 100.
And we got there because this year our goal was to get to 500,000. Cash was just short of that. And we're like, you know, the last 2 years we've doubled. But if we got to 750, technically, that would be really impressive.
That would be on trend with doubling 3 years in a row. Well, would that be mad?
It would. We wouldn't double over last year, but we would have increased significantly.
Right.
So if you do the math, it's about 62.5 a month on average. So the next number we spit out was, okay, well, let's do
which a million. We've made before.
Yeah.
So doable. Like, that's doable for me because I've done that.
We've had a 63 plus month. I think our highest was almost 100.
We had over 100K a month. It was during, we have a podcast episode about it. So maybe you should go listen to it.
So technically the 100K should be doable too, lady.
I was getting there.
Okay. All right. So 83,000 is really, if you divide a million up over 12 months, it's pretty close to 83,000 a month. And 100,000 a month would be us hustling to try to get to a million by barely the end of September.
And here's a spoiler. It's not going to happen for January.
No.
So we're already 1 month out of the competition. So we've got to step up our game in February. But here's what you don't know. And here's what we can't entirely go over yet, mostly because there's no data. There's nothing. There's just ideas being tossed around at this point. Yeah. But there are some major strategies and concepts that we are implementing now and over the next couple weeks to help make that goal happen. That are epic and life-changing and incredible. And so the way that our business is going to run because of those changes, it's just going to be cray cray.
So you're being a little vague, but
yes, a little bit. We're not going to Shark Tank. We're not creating a product for Target. We're not selling our company. So if you can think of anything else,
maybe. Here's what I will tell you. We had some ideas of what this journey might be to make this happen. And not that we failed, because we weren't even necessarily the ones working on it, but it wasn't going the way we thought. And we sought some advice. And so our friend.
Keep talking.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. At first, I mean, we have talked about a million times that Trello is like our go-to, it's our crack, it's what gets people addicted, it's amazing. And so we thought if we spent time and energy on getting and money on getting people into that program that even if it broke even, it could potentially increase revenue elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Because once they get that, they're way more likely to get our other programs.
Right.
But after 3 months, we were still not breaking even.
Yeah. Well, and what I scoffed at a little bit earlier is Abby said, we seeked advice. And it is not advice we seek. We paid someone and a place to help us into that realm. Sure. And it did not go out. And we, I mean, lots of money was spent on setting that up and getting that new technique kind of implemented into our business. And it ain't there.
So we turned it off.
Yeah, we turned everything off. We shut it all down. Yeah, I mean, you can go by Trello for Business at TrelloForBusiness.com. That's not changed. But the ads that we had running, the strategy that we had, the funnel, whatever, for that was not converting like we wanted it to. And so we turned it all off.
But what the advice I was really talking about was that so my friend Caitlin Batcher has been secretly crushing it over on her side of the internet. And I Facebook messaged her one day. I think it was in the midst of being rather frustrated with our current situation. Perhaps. And was like, hey, so how did you do this? It was a very specific question. It was, I mean, I know she had been there, whatever. But instead of answering me, which as a smart businesswoman, I'm not surprised she did this. Instead of answering me, she's like, hey, I'm running this awesome coaching program. I think you'd be perfect fit. Here's what we're going to accomplish over it. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. It was a lot of money. Emily and I talked about it. And we decided to jump on board with the thought, this has to be our focus. And so at first we were like, okay, we're going to move up to the fall through method because it's more expensive than Trello and it would definitely make us money. But she really questioned us on, is that your bread and butter? And is that what you want to be known for? And is that where you want to spend most of your energy?
And we were like,
No. So, I mean, you guys know Strategy Academy is like the best thing since sliced bread, and we love it and we adore it. But I also think there's a part of us that's a little bit scared to make it like the thing we focus on all the time.
Yeah, it's an expensive program, and it's one of those things where it's like it's easier to make more money from that program because it's more expensive. It's harder to sell because it's more expensive. It's easier to sell because it's all inclusive and like covers a lot of bases for business owners. So it was just one of those things where I felt like we were like a ping pong ball. Like,
yeah,
do we make it exclusive and like make it this big shindig that opens once a year? And is there ever a live event feature? Is there ever like in-person stuff? Is it just this big like swirling, like could be a business on its own? And then we have these other smaller things. And then it's like, do we just like let people in all the time and like let them funnel themselves through? But are they going to be convinced to get something that's so expensive? And so, I mean, it was just this like constant questioning of not the value and of not the change that it can make for people, but what do we do with it?
Right. And so I'm not necessarily going to go into our plans for what's going to happen because I want to make sure that we know what happens. But I do want to talk a little bit about some of the mindset shifts that we have had to go through, you know, as our business has grown, because making the money we were making in the beginning, it wasn't crazy. It was a normal amount for the city we lived in and all of this stuff. And as we have grown, I feel like some of our friendships have changed. Some of the way we talk about what we do in front of family has changed. And it's been a bit scary because, you know, if we're comfortable with this money, like that's awesome. But that doesn't mean that all the people around you in your life, that they don't have a certain view of money
and it doesn't make them feel a certain way.
Yeah.
I was just listening to this clip from Dave Ramsey, and he was talking about how money is amoral. So it doesn't have morals. It cannot make a decision on its own. And at first you're like, what? Like, and so he related it to a brick, and he's like, let's just pretend, let's forget about money for a second and let's talk about a brick. If you just see a brick, it's a brick. Like, there is no, it does nothing. It's just a pile of sand that was hardened into this hard stone or whatever. It's not a stone, whatever. I don't know anything about brick technology. But
brick technology.
Some people build a house with bricks. Some people take a brick, throw it through a window, and steal things. The brick didn't choose to be a part of a house or to steal. You are laughing at my analogy right now. But money is the
same. You guys remember Abby's old analogy? Like, she would go on these tangents at the very beginning of our podcasting days and webinar days where she'd be like, okay. Picture your life like a hamburger. So there's like layers, and sometimes you're the bun, but sometimes you're the meat, and like, but you really want to be cheese. And so you go your whole life wanting to be cheese.
I did not do that analogy, although it does sound like something I would say. Nonetheless. Okay.
So now back to bricks.
So the brick didn't decide to go through the window or build the house, but you know, we praise people that are so humble because they just don't have any money and they work so hard. And yet we get frustrated with these companies that are building empires and making money. But why is that bad? You know, like, I used to get, and this, it's deep. Like, it's from your childhood. It's from what your family members said to you when you were a kid. It's the offhanded comments your parents said when you were walking down the street or walking into a store, and it leaks into your blood and it becomes a part of you. And so I used to look at big businesses, like I'm talking $1 million, $1 billion conglomerates, and go, ugh, they're such awful people. Like, they're just running this thing and they're employing all these people. And like, when you literally think
they're just changing lives and stuff,
if you really sit back and think about it, you're like, is Apple inherently bad? Is Google doing something wrong in the world? Sure, they can have political things that take them one way and all this other stuff. But the literal fact that they're successful and they make money means shit. Like, it literally means nothing. But you put personal, I just spit all over my computer. You make personal assumptions about these things because it relates to money. And right. So when we decided to make more, I had to get over the fact that at one point I was making more than I'd ever have before. And then I was making more than my parents ever had before. And then I was making more than 98% of my family ever had before. And then I was making more than my neighbors and people I saw on the street, and like, you know, did the math and realized quite possibly in 2018, I am going to be in the top 1% of earners in the United States. And that makes me one of those people.
Mm-hmm. You're one of those bricks.
Stop it. But, you know, when people are like, I'm part of the 99%, what happens when all of a sudden you're not?
Yeah. What happens when you worked your ass off to not?
Yeah. And I don't want to like go on a political tangent at all. Like, it is
tangent.
No,
tangent.
No. I'm not going there.
More hamburger analogies.
You have to be very mindful of what, how do I say this? you have the power to decide what money means to you. You also have the power to decide if other people influence that.
Yeah.
And so us saying out loud to the world, our journey to making $100,000 per month, A, we're not there yet. B, we have done it before. But C, when we get there, I'm not going to be upset about it.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
The part of me that has done the deep hamburger analogies in my own brain about this 100K a month scenario is, and I shared a little bit about this in a smaller group that you and I are in with Caitlin. And it was around the idea of, if we've worked this hard to get to where we are now, and we're going to continue to work hard to do the 100K a month, and I know that's doable. Like, I'm literally not even worried about it. But like, okay, do we just then maintain that forever? Is it then 300K a month? Is it then, what is it? And am I, what feeling from our success am I chasing that I haven't felt yet? Is there some sort of like, okay, this feels good, and now let's just maintain this? I don't even think I'm that kind of person. But I also don't know if I have the mental capacity or the knowledge or the know-how or whatever to get beyond like this next level that we're going to untap. And so I think it's this fear of like, okay, we're going to reach this. I'm not worried about that. But what are we doing after that? And are those the right moves? And are these the right moves that make this business and this company live longer and stay around and have a foot in the door of, no, this is an established company. It's not a flash in the pan. And I've battled with that. And I've talked about that a lot with you guys, mostly because I think, you know, we've said this before, but the TCC dog years, right? Like we reach goals bananas fast and business moves really fast around here. So what does that mean for someone who's less than 3 years old in business, but is going to be potentially making 100K per month this year? Is that a sustainable business or is that just a flashy business?
Well, I think for so long, and this is still something I struggle with, despite being okay with it, we have been chasing next. Like, we get there, next. We get there, next. And, you know, we have definitely celebrated. Don't get us wrong. Like,
there's
certain things that we probably should have celebrated longer or harder, or made a bigger deal of, but they didn't go unnoticed.
Name one. Let's have a party.
I mean, we could have a lot of parties, honestly. Go out to dinner more often. Get fat and happy. But I think one of the things, in addition to working my butt off to get to this place, I also want to work on being more content with now.
Yeah.
And it's hard. Like when you want to grow, like I personally want to grow the business. I want it to grow. I want all these things.
I feel like there's a difference.
Yeah.
There has to be. I feel like there's a difference between wanting more success and growth and milestones for your business, but also being content. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're there yet. No. I'm not saying we have figured that out.
No.
But there has to be a difference because you cannot tell me that, you know, the people at Apple or Google or wherever who are constantly innovating, they're asking what's next, what's next, what's next, but they're content on a different level. And so where is that contentness with, okay, I'm just moving our business forward and I'm just keeping my eye on what's new and what's trending and what's happening, but I'm not like, I feel like there's a different word that we don't know yet.
Not implore. You said that on the last episode a lot.
Implore like 17 times on the last episode. I don't know what it is. I implore you guys to let me know if you
know. Oh, Lord. It's hard, guys. Like, as much as I want to tell you that it gets easier, I think in some ways it does. Like, money, I feel like, flows easier than it used to.
Yeah.
Like, I used to work my booty off to get to 20K.
Right, right.
But now quite literally this happened this month.
Yeah.
I did nothing for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
At least.
2.5 weeks.
3 weeks.
Well, we did a webinar.
But every other minute of the day, I did nothing.
Sure.
And
we did one thing for 90 minutes.
And I did a couple things, but like for the most part, I showed up to a few meetings. I went to the webinar and we're going to net or I don't know, whatever the gross net, whatever
it is.
Before taxes, we're going to make well over 20,000 this month. And I didn't have to work very hard. And I forgot where I was going other than apparently I'm bragging because that's really braggy. Oh, okay. It gets easier, but it's also harder. So it's easier to have the money flow. I think the self-growth gets harder. Like the business growth gets easier, but the internal work I have to do on my mindset and like the personal hurdles I have to get over, those are my bigger stumbling blocks now.
Well, and also we reach into this territory of like, oh my God, who the fuck cares? You have a problem because there's so much money, you know, like, because I've said that to myself and like, even like hearing some of our stuff on here, I'm like, good God, this sounds pretentious. So like, I do want to be clear about the fact we're not complaining about like our personal financial situations. Like nothing is a complaint. Like this is literally like, how do you know when, do you ever reach an end business goal and then you're done? And if you are done, what does that mean for your business? Is it over? Do you sell it? Do you move on to something else? Do you just maintain done? I don't know.
I don't know either. But I want to let everyone know, because I do think some of you are sitting here thinking, and I know you care about us, and I know you heart us hard, but you're still like, why on earth do they need that much money?
Do you guys know how much Chipotle I eat?
How many burritos is that? 100,000 a month.
Let me do the math.
It's a lot of burritos.
I'll get back to you.
But I do want to say the really cool thing about making more is I can give so much more.
It's over 11,000 burritos.
I don't think you eat that in a year.
No. Oh, God, no. In a lifetime.
Oh, yeah. There's only 365 days. She doesn't eat a burrito a day. She would.
That would be 30 burritos a day.
She'd be a little curvier. But no, you can give more. And the cool thing, and we've talked about it before, with our mission of wanting to make a change to the economic landscape of women-owned businesses, the only true way to do that is to help more of you be successful. And by doing that, it's only right for us to charge you, which I know that sounds weird, but
you're to hire some, y'all.
Yes. We've hired so many people of our tribe, and I want to continue. I used to think it'll just be us forever. And then it was, I think we'll just have contractors forever. And now I'm like, I want like a little herd of you running around, and I want to pay you.
Herd. A very small herd.
Not a huge herd. Mm-hmm. We're talking like some goats in the backyard.
Some like glitter goats.
Yeah.
Are goats herds?
I don't know. You're going to have to Google that. But like, I want to be able to pay people a full-time salary and have awesome freaking benefits so that they get what they deserve. Like reasonably priced healthcare.
Tribe.
They're a tribe?
A group of goats is called a tribe.
Oh my God.
All of y'all are goats.
Yes. I think a goat should be our new mascot.
Goats. Y'all are TCC goats. That's a new hashtag on Instagram. TCC goats.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for being our goats.
You're so cute. I love cutting your wool.
Whoa, easy. I felt that was a little intimate.
I don't know.
I was going to take that further, but I shouldn't.
I'm glad you stopped. So tell me more. How are you feeling about this? Are you excited? Are you worried? Are you stressed? Are you ready to do all the things?
I'm ready to do all the things, and I'm very excited. I'm not stressed at all, which is just bananas. I'm not stressed about this. let me rephrase that. I'm not stressed about this or this goal or the actions we are taking in our business to help reach that goal. I think, and this is more of like a personal money status, not status, like status of our lives kind of thing. It's like, we're just still such in that in-between of like we still have student loans. We are paying off our adoption. Like there's so much still that's like here because life kind of happened. Having a kid is expensive. Did you know, I think the latest was it $500,000 or $1 million that it takes to raise a child from 0 to 18?
Please don't tell Jared.
Yeah, right? Skip this episode. It's so expensive. It is so expensive. Even if you do stuff minimally, it's so expensive. And I don't, like, so basically what has happened is, okay, holy crap, you know, personally, we make more money now, but we haven't seen any of that because it goes to daycare or to the sitter and to food and to clothes and to everything that's so pricey. And her freaking $529 and her, oh my God. And we're making smart decisions. Like, never had a financial advisor before, and we have one, and have never ever saved beyond like a savings account at a bank ever. And we have these like big kid accounts now, and we're making very responsible, like better long-term decisions on the way that we're like, where we're putting that money. But I'm also like, let's cash it all out and go do something.
That, but we won't. That, we is, won't. That is your heritage speaking right now.
100%. Like, we could go buy a boat. We could go to the lake.
Well, if I get that new house I want, you can dock a boat. No, you can buy the lake. I'll have the lake. You can buy the boat, and then we'll ride it.
We can just share custody of a boat.
That actually sounds pretty reasonable.
Right? Oh, I'm down for it. Okay, here's the overarching conversation point or purpose of this that I want you guys to take away.
Really? What is it?
Here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
I never want you to feel bad or uncomfortable to have conversations like these.
Yeah.
Whether it be with us or with your partner or with your friend or your mama or a colleague, it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. Find your person. For us, it's thousands of people. But this doesn't have to be awkward. And I want you to start to identify when you do feel awkward about it or mad or frustrated or uncomfortable, really begin to separate, right? Look at that money like a brick. And I'm not even making fun of you anymore.
Oh, good. It's a tool.
And remind yourself that it's a tool. It can be whatever you want it to be. You can't make a $100 bill into a $20 bill. I don't know why you'd want to do that anyways. That's not how this works. But you get to decide what you do with it, and you get to decide how you feel about it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like how you feel about it, you can change that piece mm-hmm. instead of more or less money, right? Change how you feel about it first mm-hmm. and then seek whatever you want on the other side mm-hmm. of the cosmic sphere of the universe.
Well,
that all are on together.
If you're having any sort of feels about money, I will give you some suggestions. Previous podcast episodes, whatever. So we just had on the show Lisa Young. She was episode 171. We talked about what reaching six figures really means. I suggest you listen to that. I mm-hmm. also suggest you listen to everything Jessica Ely ever says.
Ever.
Including, she's been on at least two or three episodes.
Yeah, she's been on two for sure by the time of this recording. She's going to be on another one here soon.
Yeah.
And she has an amazing community on Facebook where she goes live often to chat with her peoples. She offers some amazing workshops. This is just a soft plug for her old friend, Jessica Ely, because she truly, truly helps
work through this. Yeah.
She unpacks the bricks, guys.
They just,
now I'm making fun of you again.
Gosh, dang it. How am I going to survive this? By the way, you got to find the friend that makes you feel like crap long enough that you realize it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. So when you do that, let us know. I would seriously love to continue this discussion online and not just us talking at you in your ears. If you head to thinkcreativecollective.com/community, just bring up episode 172, talk about the feelings that kind of got surfaced and brought up for you during this episode. Let us know your feelings about reaching five figures or six figures or that big crazy goal of a million. And what is that actually going to look like for you? And if you want help working through that, please don't hesitate to ask in the group. We would love to continue these conversations. Every single week, we offer free coaching inside of that group for the entire group. There are over 17,000 creative entrepreneurs hanging out inside of there that are just like every single one of you listening, have a lot of the same struggles, the same fears, and the same concerns. So if you're looking for a safe place on the internet that has amazing value. We would love, love, love to have you. So please head over to thinkcreativecollective.com/community and then go introduce yourself.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.